And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Mexa is fishing in the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament, just fresh back from Puerto Vallarta, our journeyman sport fishing trip, where they had a successful trip. He'll be in the studio tomorrow with me. And in the studio with me today, Rich Reese and Jeff Rodriguez from Cedros Adventures. Going to have a great show today, and you're not going to believe what we're giving away this weekend. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk her up on the Mighty 1090. The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Look, anglers, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in fishing, wouldn't you want purely the best equipment possible? You already booked the best boat in the fleet, so why not get the best gear? The new Shimano Talica 50 two-speed reel will exceed your needs. The Talica series is already nicknamed the Beast, but this is the king of them all. Power and torque unlike any reel ever produced, along with castable free spool, not found in a small reel till now. The Talica 50 two-speed has a narrower and taller design, an open top, along with an EI corrosion-resistant cold-forged frame, side plates and spool that provides the angler an extreme long-range reel, lighter than any reel in this class. And when you have a reel like Talica 50, match it with the right rod. The 2011 ICAST award-winning Therese rail rods were designed specifically for this reel. Three rods in five colors and the 7'4" length will push those cows off the side of the boat. Treat yourself to the best and experience how light and powerful long-range tackle has become. The new Talica 50 two-speed reel and the Terrez rail rods, only at your local Shimano retailer. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Hard Rick Maxo will be back in the studio tomorrow, and I want to say good luck to all the San Diego Angler Bay Bass participants out there. Certainly hope to have the radios on and focusing on catching those big sand bass in the bay. It's going to be exciting this afternoon to be down there with the big weigh-in and then the big free fest. Free Nobody ever said there's not a free lunch. There is a free lunch today down at Shelter Island. San Diego Anglers every year do it. They put on a fantastic barbecue, free beer for those who qualify, of course, and free soft drinks, free water, free food. It's a great, great event. And then the most incredible raffle you have ever seen in your life, highlighted by a trip to Cedros Adventures, thanks to these guys, Jeff Rodriguez and Rich Reese. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Pete.
Great to have you in the studio here. And, man, Cedros Adventures is probably one of the most exciting, most fun trips. I get to do a lot of trips that I've ever been on, and I'm so excited about going in July. It's our trip in July is already sold out, and that's how popular these trips are. But if you want to go, you better jump on it, right? Because there's a lot of spots available in various trips throughout the season. And the season starts in, what is it, June?
June.
Yeah.
Yeah, we start our first trips there June the 1st.
Get right up close to that mark.
And wrap up the season there right at the beginning of November.
Yep, November. Okay. So kind of describe Cedros Adventures. When I, you know, Adrian and Tom took us down there when they first started things, and we went, Jeff, you and I, and Ricky went down there, and we flew down, and, you know, the thing was just getting started. We stayed in one of the local hotels there on Cedros Island, and that was the beginning. How long ago was that? That was,
like 7, 8 years?
Yeah. And since then, they pretty much started it all on Cedros Island, and it's really changed a lot. So kind of describe what's happening down there right now.
So, yeah, it's been quite an evolution, you know, from the beginning.
Yeah.
Going to different hotel lodges, condominiums.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot going on Cedros Island, right?
No.
Right, Rich?
Nope, not too much.
Yeah. And so what you guys have done now, what Adrian has done, is he has built a custom lodge on the cliff overlooking the water, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he saw the vision, and every year he's just made great improvements.
Yeah.
You know?
The year we went down, there was no air. Don't really need air. But this past year, they put air in.
Air conditioning.
For the days that you actually may need it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Adrian's very detail-orientated when it comes to little suggestions that people put in, and he asked for suggestions just to make it better, more refined, just a resort, you know, phenomenal fishing area.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. It's basically a fishing resort in one of the best places to fish in the world, right there, for yellowtail, calico bass, halibut, white sea bass. What else? Am I missing anything?
Dorado. Yellowfin tuna.
Wow. All right there at the island.
Yep. And a couple miles of the island.
And what a cool experience being on the island. Basically, it's like being in a local Mexican village, right?
Old school.
Very old school. And just really, really a treat to be on the island, and the people and the local people that you're fishing with. You're fishing with the local pongueros, and they just take such great care of you.
Yeah, definitely an off-the-grid resort.
Yeah.
If you want the nightlife and stuff, that might not be the place.
Yeah, but, no, you know. Although there is a store, you know, you can go buy provisions, beer and liquor and sodas and that kind of stuff. Yeah. The first time I went there, I thought, well, you got to bring everything because there's nothing there. No, they support a local economy of about, 4,000 or 5,000 people.
Right. The main industries there are the lobster fishery and abalone.
And fishery. Then, of course, the salt.
Correct.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. And there's flights right into the airport there. You fly from Ensenada right into the Cedros Island. The landing at Cedros Island is quite a trip. And if you go on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, I was sitting in the front of the plane, and while landing, I took some video landing on Cedros Island. It's kind of a trip. It's on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, and down one of the first videos we ever posted on our YouTube channel. You can see what it's like to land on that island. It's a trip, right?
With that little, yeah, that little cliff at the end of the runway?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like landing in Sitka, Alaska. I don't know how many of you have ever been landing at Sitka, but basically you're almost in the water, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's runway, right?
Right.
Kind of the same kind of deal there, but it's really a great experience, and you guys at Cedros Adventures have made it that much better by, like you say, Adrian is a real detail-oriented guy. He doesn't miss a trick.
Yeah.
The basically, when you're dining in that dining room on the cliff there, it's like you're almost on the water. It's pretty amazing. And all home-style cooking right there, right? I mean, how do you describe the food there? I mean, come on. It's
like just classic. You know, I love the home style meals, you know, where it's just put out there and you eat as much as you want.
Yeah.
When you want it.
Yeah. And I got to say, you know, he brings beautiful. Adrian is a pilot and he gets stuff down there because he's been operating out of Cedros for a very long time.
About 15 years.
Yeah. Now. And he flies for the bluefin pans, for the sardine pans, that kind of thing. And he knows the people. He knows he's got the connection. So he brings down these giant steaks. I mean, we eat these steaks. But I got to say that the best meal I ever had down there was the pozole. I hope I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah.
That was unreal. Cooked by a local who really knows how to cook that kind of food. So it's kind of an Americanized food with a Mexico flair, right?
Correct.
That's I would describe it.
Generally, the first time there, you're going to have the carne asada, which is marinated. I don't know where Adrian gets that, but it is.
Oh,
you can cut it with a spoon.
Yeah.
It's just delicious.
Yeah.
And then the next night, they usually run a seafood type fare, be it lobster in lobster season or preparing your catch of the day.
Yeah.
Some type of fish. And then the following night, you know, of course, it depends on the duration of your trip, but then they'll throw another specialty out there, and then your final evening, you have the big ribeye steak.
Yeah,
and
pretty awesome. Yeah. So speaking of trips, I guess I start thinking about the food and the accommodation. We got to talk about the fishing, but what are the options? Now, when we do our Let's Talk Hookup trips, we do a four-day 3 days of fishing trip, right?
Right. Yeah, that's going back to the airplane. It flies in on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So the scheduling is based around the availability, basically, is the way that works. And the trips run Friday to Monday. That would be 2 days of fishing. That's what we call the four-day trip. And then an example of the Let's Talk Hookup trips go Monday through Friday, so you're fishing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
And the six-day trips, I like to go in on a Wednesday and come home on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We've also gone in on a Friday and come home on a Wednesday.
Okay.
There are eight-day trips also. Performance Tackle does a couple of those a year.
Yeah.
And
that's got to be amazing.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah. So basically, all these trips are on the website, cedrosadventures.com, right. And you can check out all the availability, all the different styles of trips, and then sign up for it. And yeah, they're all inclusive.
All inclusive. What's not included? All inclusive, but not included.
Yes.
Of course, your alcoholic beverages.
Right.
Gratuities and an overage. You're only allotted 30 pounds on the aircraft going down. Doesn't sound like much. And, you know, let me touch on this really quick because this is one of the biggest misperceptions. A lot of the first time guys go down there with like long range boxes and not necessary.
No.
You know, get yourself a little Plano box, throw a handful of your favorite jigs in there, some hooks, some dropper loop weights, several packs of sabikis. And you're pretty much good to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's
how many rods and reels do you need to bring?
Personally, I bring three, Pete. I bring 40 to 60 pound. You know, I go for the yellowtail and the bigger game fish and just do the bass as an incidental thing. But 3 to 4 rods, you know, once again, you're You're limited on your weight, so you want to be conscious of what you're bringing.
Surface iron, yo-yo, which can double as a, and if you want a bait stick or you want to double the yo-yo as a bait stick, and then a bass fishing rod.
Right. Yeah.
And that's pretty much all you need.
Yeah.
And if you want to, of course, I'm going to throw in an extra one here and there, but that's pretty much all you need. And you don't need a rod tube because they just bundle them up and throw them in, under the plane.
Yeah, correct.
And you can bring rods up to 9 feet?
They say 7, but, we've stretched
last
it to
time
9.
I brought it 9, yeah. They never have any problems with it.
Another thing they've added, going out of Ensenada, we haven't experienced coming from Cedros back yet, but what is it, Rich, one rod free, and then they ding you $5 a rod after that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 50 pesos per rod. So.
Oh, that's, yeah, well, the rules change all the time, right?
Yeah.
But one rod for free, and you pay $5 if you bring it. So you bring extra. Three extra rods is an extra $15.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't control that.
That's
the airline issue there. So.
But so you get your bag. So you get to bring fish back because you guys fillet and vacuum pack. So depending on what you do there, how much fish you bring back, all that, you have to take that into account. And really, the overages are not that bad.
It's about $1 a pound.
Yeah.
And that's a great point, Pete. One of the biggest questions we get is, how much fish can I bring back? Well, let's just start with the daily limits. One, right? 5 yellowtail a person.
Right.
And depending on the size of that fish, the net weight is going to vary.
Yes.
So, based typically on our trips, like I said, I prefer the 6-day trip, 4-day fishing. We bring between 30 and 50 pounds of fillets each back.
Yes. Okay. All right, and you can bring as much or as little as you want.
Correct.
And you get personally charged for the overages if you want.
Right.
But everything else, other than what you talked about, and Mexican fishing license, right?
They're included.
They're included. Wait a minute. You include the Mexican fishing
license. And the visa.
And the visa, the whole thing, that's all taken care of. Pick you up, usually two stopping points in L.A., Orange County, and then one in San Diego. Drive you down to Ensenada in the van. And then you get on the plane, you kind of wait for the plane to be ready, get on the plane, and you're on Cedros. What is the flight, about an hour and 45 minutes?
Yes, hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
One little step in there, Pete, is that once we get you in Ensenada, we have to feed you breakfast.
I forgot about that breakfast, man. That's incredible. Yeah, and so you feed, and that's all included.
That's all included.
All included. It's a great adventure. Maximum of 12 people per trip. So it's a real personalized deal. 3 people per ponga, right?
Correct.
And they're very, very comfortable pongas with guides that really know where the stuff is.
Oh, they know it. Javier, yeah. Lalo, Arturo, they've been all doing it a number of years here. Definitely the best on the island. We've had the luxury of being able to fish with Javier in a couple of the tournaments. And Cedros Adventures teams have placed very well over the years in those tournaments.
Oh, yeah. No, like you say, you guys were there first. You got the cream of the crop. Adrian, local guy who's taken care of these and worked with these people for many years, gets the best. They all want to work for Adrian, but they all can't work for Adrian. So that's the whole idea there with Cedros Adventures. Now, speaking of the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament, you guys have donated the grand prize for the raffle today of a trip to go down there. We talked about that. But you're also going to have a booth down there, right, in the tent.
Yeah, that's it's kind of ironic how that worked
out.
I just contacted Dwayne looking for some availability of booth space, and one thing led to another, and he said, hey, I hate to just come out like this, but we've lost our grand prize raffle sponsor. So with that, I said, hang on, Dwayne, let me get back to you in a little bit here, make a call, see what I can do. And Adrian absolutely said, yes, let's do it. Let's partner with San Diego Anglers.
Yeah, and it's a perfect fit because these are bass fishermen,
yeah.
Which, everybody wants to, let's go yellowtail fishing and stuff, and that's there. But really, the calico bass fishing at Cedros is unbelievable. It's amazing. Yeah. You have chances at catching double-digit fish all the time. You catch, it's just another 4-pounder. Or it's just another 5-pounder. But, my gosh, the fishing is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's just really, really spectacular.
And in the mix of the bass fishing as well, yellowtailer and the kelp is,
you know.
And white sea bass, sheephead.
Yeah.
So it's pretty action-packed in the kelp over there.
Yeah, you're not going to go without a lot of, you're not going to go to Cedros and not have a lot of action going on. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. We have the two experts, Rich and Jeff, who've been involved with Cedros Adventures since the beginning, now running the booking office, and we'll talk a little bit about that after this. But if you want to join us on the phones, toll-free 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. All the lines are full right now. These guys want to talk bass fishing. They want to talk yellowtail fishing. They want to talk Cedros Adventures. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be rewarded today and tomorrow because we're going to give away a trip for two, for a trip for one, valued at $1,650 to one lucky caller from today's and tomorrow's show. One entry per person, please, from today's and tomorrow's show. But everybody that calls today and everybody that calls tomorrow with Captain Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association of California, going to have a chance to win that 4-day trip. You leave on a Friday, you come back on a Monday. 2 days of fishing. It's on Saturday and Sunday at Cedros Island, and one of our listeners from today's, or one of our callers from today or tomorrow, and we're going to draw tomorrow at the end of the show, going to win that trip to Cedros, Cedros Adventures, and just have a great, great time. So if you want to join us, again, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. When we get back, we're going to talk to Rich and Jeff. Talk fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here in the Mighty 1090 studios with Jeff and Rich from Cedros Adventures, talking great, just a great adventure down there to Cedros. And that's kind of what it is it's really, right, Rich, an adventure.
It's an adventure.
I mean, it's a perfect name for that.
Sure is.
So, if you want to join us, again, the lines are full. We're going to have a chance to win a trip to go down there. But if you don't win the trip, I'm telling you, for what it costs and the experience, if you've never done it, you would love it. It's really a cool deal to go down and experience Cedros Adventures firsthand. And it's an easy program. You guys dial it all in. Basically, you just call Jeff and Rich in the Cedros office, and you guys basically set up the pickups, take care of everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's all...
You know, it's put your stuff in the van and talk about catching fish on the way down and booking your next trip on the way back.
Yeah.
It's one of those deals.
Now, you guys have been friends with Adrian for a long time, and basically you took over the booking this year.
Right.
For 2015 season. Yeah. And just to talk about it, you guys, it's a new age now at the Cedros Adventures office. You're going to get a return phone call. You're going to have everything set up for you. It's all taken care of. I mean, when you call Cedros Adventures, you're going to call them back. You're going to get everything set up. You don't need to go, well, gee, I wonder if they got my check. I wonder if I'm on the trip or anything like that, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things we're trying to tighten up here. Actually, I think making some really good progress at it. If I can mention one thing, you know, when these deposits are coming in, what I'm experiencing on a few, not many, but there's no trip date or contact phone number on the check, you know. And I just feel like if I'm sending in a couple $1,000 or $1,500, I want to call and somebody tell me, hey, you know what, thanks for your deposit. We got it on this date. We'll be in touch, you know, prior to.
So just make sure you have name and the trip date.
Right.
Because a lot of times what happens is somebody will book 5 spots under their name.
Right.
But and then he says, oh, send in a deposit. Like, what? How much deposit do you need?
Right now we're asking for $750.
$750.
We're kind of breaking
deposit.
It up a little bit,
right.
Make it a little more palatable.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
just to get money down there.
Yeah.
And if you know, if you don't have that, you could probably work out, you know, payment plans or something like that.
Right.
I'm sure. So so make sure that if somebody books a block for you and you don't have your name on the reservation, make sure you name who the group is or who made the reservation or the date of the trip along with your check when you send it.
Because we also will need contact information as far as if we can get an email address or we'll need emergency contact information as well before go on the trip, yeah.
But at least if you just include your name, your phone number, you'll contact them and take care of everything.
Best way, fire me an email, jeff@cedrosadventures.com. I could send you, we've got a little Word document that has all the needful things and information on it. If that's populated and sent in with the deposit, it just simplifies things for everyone down the road.
And keep in mind, there's only 12 spots on each one of these trips, so space is really limited. And so if you're thinking about doing this, don't think too long because, like, for example, our July trip's already sold out. We still have availability on our September trip, September 7th. September 7th through the 11th, it's $1,900. It's a 5-day, four-night trip with 2 days or 3 days of fishing, right? So you fly down on Monday, fish Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, fly back on Friday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So you want to go on that or any of the other trips to Cedros Adventures. Now, one thing also going on this weekend is the Sun Road Boat Show. The San Diego show, and it's going on today and tomorrow over at the Sun Road Resort Marina on Harbor Island. And I have 6 tickets here, and if you are coming to the Bay Bass thing this afternoon, the big feed and awards banquet and raffle and all that stuff, and you want a couple of these 6 tickets here, just come see me and say, hey, I want to go to the boat show tomorrow. The Sun Road Boat Show, sponsored by Port of San Diego, right there at Harbor Island Drive in San Diego. Or if you want to go today, just head on down there. It's a great show. They have a lot of boats in the water and on the land, and a good event there for you to check out, the Sun Road Boat Show. And if you want some tickets, come see me this afternoon. I just obtained these this morning, so no time to really send them out for you. But if you come to the Bay Bass event this afternoon, come and see me. You want a couple tickets to go tomorrow? There you go. You're on it. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines and start things off with Matt in Garden Grove. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for getting us started here.
Morning, Pete, Rich, Jeff. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, so, I mean, my dad and I, we really love to fish for yellowtail and calico bass. And over the last year, we really gained an interest in Cedros Island. As we started looking, we noticed Cedros Adventures, as well as, you know, some of the San Diego long-range boats fishing the island. What could you say that, you know, Cedros Adventures has to offer that the long-range boats coming from San Diego don't?
Well, what I'd like to jump on that real quick here, Rich.
Sure.
That's a fantastic question. I would say it's another alternative. You know, the San Diego boats have been doing this for years. They have options that we can't provide. But, you know, on the backside of it, you know, this we just fly directly to the island. It's a little more intermittent fishery. You're in pongas. You're a lot tighter than the bigger boats can get. You know, you don't have to be at that rail all day or run down to your bunk. You know, we can run you into town and then back out in the afternoon. A lot of flexibility. You're sleeping in a real bed. You know, there's just a different alternative, if that makes any sense to you.
Rich, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, it's basically fishing the best grounds you can and basically going home and sleeping in your own bed.
Yeah.
So it's pretty luxurious. And plus, you don't have that long boat ride, Pete, as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like you say, hour and 45-minute flight from Ensenada. You get down there. So it's just it's basically almost apples and oranges a little bit. You mm-hmm. know, it's a little bit different than having to ride down and, like Jeff said, you know, at the rail, you pretty much, the pong is yours with your other two people on your crew. So, you know, it's a private charter, basically.
Ponger. Yeah. I'll weigh on this because I've done them both, and I love them both. And this does not replace long-range fishing, because long-range fishing, there's nothing like it and nothing like being on a long-range boat. And you have the opportunity on that ride to stop in various places and fish up and down. But this is a unique experience, and that's the way I would describe it. Is you know, from the time you get in the van and you head down to Ensenada, you're hanging out with your friends down there in Ensenada. Then you get on this, it's a Cessna Caravan, right?
Grand Caravan.
And you
yeah.
fly, you know, pretty low over the ocean, which is in itself is an amazing experience. Landing on Cedros Island is an amazing experience. Getting in the vans and transporting to the resort, to the hotel there, is an amazing experience. Driving through the town of Cedros, seeing the people, stopping at the local market and making friends at the local market with the local people. And then, like you say, going down to the little marina there and getting on your own ponga and fishing with a local guide is an amazing experience. So it doesn't replace long-range fishing. Like I say, I love them both. I do them both. I'm looking forward to going on the Shogun Skiff trip in October, the six-day trip, and that's a fantastic experience. But if you want to try something different, and it's a short time, basically, you know, you're flying down on Monday, you're flying back on Friday, or you're flying down on Friday, you're coming back on Monday. It's a short time, and you get to experience one of the best fisheries in the world. That's the best way I could describe it there for you, Matt. Does that work?
Right on.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones and talk to Brian and Dana Point. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. I was trying to ask Jeff or Chris if there's a particular month or, you know, that's better or, you know, optimum. And part two of the question is, if you want to just go fish calico bass and say, you know, can you kind of specialize, want to go maybe catch some rockfish or whatnot, you know, kind of mix it up a bit.
Yeah, sure. That's pretty much why the season set from June through October. You know, obviously the spring you're gonna have a better shot at some of the school size yellowtail. You know, that's generally when they're moving in there in the masses. And, you know, by school size, I say 12 to 20 pound, 25 maybe. As the summer goes on, you know, the bigger fish come in. Bass fishing, I'd recommend the springtime there. June time period.
Yeah.
June up until July, just like here where the water's just kind of making its change over and things are starting to change and get going a little bit.
Now, what about September, October? You have trips all through there. You get some exotics that time of the year, right?
Right. You know, with the last few years, the sea bass, you know, that actually starts in late June, through July, white sea bass fishing. And then as you get into the fall, the Dorado starts showing up and some incidental tuna. There's some reported breakoffs of some alleged wahoo even this year.
I believe it. Yeah.
There were a couple sailfish caught, too.
Yeah.
You know, close to
island. Yeah. So depending on what you want to target, if your concentration's on calico bass, June would probably be a great time. If your concentration's on yellowtail and calicos, you know, July, August, even September, right?
Right.
I mean, and then if you want to mix in the exotics, that September, October time period.
Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of the, is that a good way to size it up?
I think that's a pretty accurate synopsis there of the way I would do it.
And then fitting into your schedule, because there's going to be fish there all the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty much.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Gus calling us from Burbank. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning, you guys. Yo, everybody.
Yo, Gus.
Hey, I just, I've been, you know, I've fished at Cedros Island off of long-range boats, but I've never been on the land side of it. I was just wondering, where do you pick up your L.A. County passengers?
We picked them up in the South Bay area.
Okay.
Coming up from Burbank, you'd be a 45-minute ride or so.
So area. You basically would arrange, depending on the group,
right, on the size
of
the group.
Yeah,
on the size
right.
of the group. Because we want to limit this to two pickup points.
Right.
You know, going down,
otherwise,
it doesn't matter. You could leave at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But right. Coming home when you're the last guy on that bus, you know, there's been times I live in San Pedro. I don't get home till 10, 11 o'clock at night, and leaving the island at 8 o'clock in the morning, that is one long day.
Yeah. And so you guys have designated pickup points in L.A., Orange County, San Diego.
We base it on the groups. Where the groups are, we try to coordinate something, you know.
Yeah.
This year we've got more open party trips going. So Rich is working on a parking area in the South Bay for that, for the lower Orange County, San Diego people. I think we're looking at possibly the San Ysidro border parking down there.
Okay.
Just because the open party groups, it's harder to coordinate everybody getting together.
Sure.
But if we come up
finding
with
the right
one
spot.
Centralized spot, bam, we can make it happen.
Yeah, makes it easy. But the bottom line is you don't have to drive to Ensenada.
No, the private charters, you know, the private groups, absolutely, we're going to come right to you guys and pick six or more people.
Sure, absolutely. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call, Gus. Appreciate that. Let's find out what's biting in Baja, mainland Mexico. The cast man, Richard Castaneda, is on the line. And this report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. Nobody does it better than Fisherman's Processing. And if you want to be on the road minutes after your trip lands, pre-book your processing before you depart, and don't settle for anything less. Have your fish processed by the experts at Fisherman's Processing. They take care of everything on your long-range trip, your private trip, your sport boat trip. You want to go? You're going down to fish yellowtail on a day and a half trip, man. Unbelievable. I went caught some yellowtail this week and took it to Fisherman's Processing, and within an hour, I had beautifully, perfectly filleted, vacuum-packed fish. Oh man. Nobody does it better than Fisherman's Processing. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. And let's talk to the cast man. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro. How's everything going?
Excellent. What's going on with Cass?
Well, you know, I've been up here in Oregon for about the last 3 weeks, heading home next Saturday. I'll be home in time to watch Super Bowl from the Casa down there. But they're getting ready for the Panama trip, and I just want to let the listeners know, you know, how quick we sell that trip out. And just to give everybody a heads up, next year, 2016, it's going to be April 2 to 9. So anybody wants to join you and I on that trip, make sure you get busy on the phone and give us a call, because that does sell out right away. But the fishing down at Cabo San Lucas continues to be very good. Gosh, this past week they had a couple of monster blue marlin caught. It's amazing. Here we are in the third week in January, and these huge blue marlin, they had one at 773 pounds taken and another 64. So those are really some trophy fish, and it's too bad they have to kill these, because these these are the mamas. These are the ones that give the babies. But, you know, everybody sees these huge fish and put them in and weigh them instead of just give them a pat in the head and release them. But anyway, some great catches there. Also, striped marlin is still in the mix down there. Up inside the Sea of Cortez, the Ponga fleet out of San Jose has been fishing the Iman, Vinorama, and those banks up inside there, the San Luis, and still catching tuna. I mean, it's amazing. Water temperature there is about 72 to 74 degrees, but still holding tuna. They've actually took one out about 100 pounds this past week, and then they've also, you know, most of them are ranging anywhere from 15 to 30, an occasional 50 or 60 pound, but still some good tuna fishing there. Dorado's kind of scattered, nothing really crazy about that, but they are catching Dorado. We jump over to the mainland there, and of course, the hot spot there, Ixtapas y Huatanejo, still continues to be the number one fishing spot that we send people to in Mexico in the wintertime, and the weather temperature during the day, mid-80s, clear skies, flat seas, great time of year to be down there. And most of the fishing is about 4 miles out of the harbor. Lots of sails being caught and released. Here again, a nice dry going on. And it looks like the roosters have finally moved into the beach there, and they're doing really, really well on surface plugs, you know, also swim baits on the roosters there. Nothing really big yet, I would imagine. You know, wait another couple of weeks or month, and you'll start seeing those 40 to 60 pound fish coming in. Right now, they're anywhere from 10 to 20, 25 pounds. But great weather conditions there. And now that's the report for this week, Pete. And like I said, anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, call us regarding that Panama trip with Let's Talk Hookup in 2016. You can give me a call at 800-593-6510. And, Pete, we're getting really close to that trip.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to that, Castman. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, man.
All right. Thanks very much. All right. And then when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. We're talking Cedros Adventures with Jeff and Rich right here. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Could it be possible for the 2014 long range season to be as good as the summer fishing season? I have a hunch it will be. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. We are proud to be Southern California's premier Shimano pro dealer. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranx, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more to mention from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to properly equip you for your next trip. Come visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of saltwater anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From half-day trips on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When you're out fishing this year, there's two ways to be a hero. You can help save lives by making sure everyone on your boat wears a life jacket. And with the drought conditions, you can help save water. Because every drop we save is another drop out there for us and our fish. So be a hero, on the water and off. There's lots of ways to conserve, and there are lots of life jackets designed especially for anglers. To learn more about being a hero, take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This fishing season, you can get your hands on the edge the top pros like Steve Lasley and Jim Kingsmill use to catch more fish. A pair of the new Fraser Optics Bi-Light Gyro-Stabilized Binoculars. This next-generation lightweight 14x40 gyro-stabilized binoculars are ideally suited for any offshore fishing adventure, and when you get them from GyroPros.com, it comes along with a personal assistance from professional captains like Steve and Jim. GyroPros.com is your direct link to Fraser Optics, not a mass retailer with thousands of products. GyroPros.com specializes in making sure you get the right binocular to help you catch more fish. And now if you use the code HOOKUP at checkout, you save $100 on a pair of the new Fraser Optics Super Lightweight Bi-Light Binoculars. Check it out. GyroPros.com. Use the code HOOKUP at checkout and get $100 off a fishing tool that could be more important than your meter this summer. That's GyroPros.com. Enter the code HOOKUP and save $100 on the amazing Fraser Optics Bi-Light Binoculars.
Don't miss the 2014 San Diego Sun Road Boat Show at the Sun Road Resort Marina today and tomorrow. It's bigger and better, featuring in-water displays of more than 130 new and pre-cruise sail and power boats. The family can enjoy exhibits for every age, free boat rides, seminars, music, and ample parking. It's a great time to enjoy a day on the bay. Also, find out about great show specials on slips at Sun Road Marina. For more information and discounts, visit BigBayBoatShow.com. That's BigBayBoatShow.com.
XSBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with the guys from Cedros Adventures, Jeff and Rich, and we're giving away a trip this weekend to Cedros Adventures, and it's been busy phone lines, but keep on trying. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. I want to talk about another great trip, and that's a trip I'm actually going on in April, and this is one, basically the same trip. It's an 11-day fly-down, fly-back trip on the Royal Star. It's March 3rd through the 14th. That's when you'd fly in and out of Cabo. You put your stuff on the boat in San Diego. 3 days later, you fly down, meet the boat down in Cabo, fly back on the 14th. 3 days later, get your fish and your gear off the boat. It's a phenomenal trip. And if you're limited on time on getting away, but you want to experience the ultimate giant elephant, tuna, and wahoo spot in the world and have a really great time on one of the best boats in the fleet, no doubt about it, food, accommodations, the whole deal, it's the Royal Star. Check RoyalStarSportFishing.com or give a call to the office and grab a spot. There's not very many spots. Those trips always sell out, so check it out at the RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Let's talk to John in San Diego. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I wanted to ask about some of the different species that you guys catch out there and if you ever get an opportunity to fish the backside of the island.
Oh, yeah. Different species, I would say calico bass, yellowtail, white sea bass, sheephead, rockfish, halibut. What am I missing?
Yeah, just...
Oh, tuna, dorado. Wahoo.
Pretty much anything you're going to catch here in the local islands in Southern California, you're going to have the shot at down there at Cedros.
On steroids.
Just steroids.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't around 100 years ago, but I'm sure that's the way it was there too then. But it's,
And what's really cool too, John, about Cedros, and especially like you say, if you get to fish the backside of the island, which indeed when the weather cooperates, you do, depending on the time of year. And that's why I think like that September-October time period is so good, is you get that weather usually where you get those grease-calm days and you get access places that you can't normally access. But the kelp canopies there are unbelievable. You get in and you start dropping lead heads and doing the MC weedless and those kelp canopies, and it's like fishing on steroids. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, but pretty much the area there from Punta Norte down the inside of the island, around the southwest corner to St. Augustine Reef there, and maybe up a little bit along the beach above that is pretty much the zone. You know, I've been going down there for 8 years now. Lost count of how many trips, and I've never made it to Natividad yet. So, you know, I mean, there's mornings we wake up and say, we're going today, and it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
It's hard to drive away from fish.
Yeah, no doubt. You don't have to, though. You don't have to. But here's the thing, though. The advantage of Cedros is that you have protection no matter what the weather is. There is great fishing on the front side of the island. There's great fishing on... like over at Augustine, that's protected. If the wind's blowing like heck, you don't have to deal with it, basically. There's a little bit of traverse and a little bit of, you know, where you have to get to the zone, but you can always find a place to fish no matter what the weather.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, all right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. There are exceptions, no matter what. There are days that, you know, the port captain would close the harbor, but how often does that happen?
Yeah, not many.
I think they had some hurricane issues last year.
Last year, yeah.
It was actually during our trip, our Let's Talk Hookup trip they had. They had some hurricane issues, and they had some freak hurricanes driving through Cedros last year.
Yeah, last year was a very interesting year.
Yeah.
And you know, we think of Cedros and all the kelp. October into November, the kelp was pretty much gone.
Gone.
The water was so hot.
Wow.
And the storms that were going through there.
Yeah. Is it coming back? Have you heard?
I've heard it's coming back.
Yeah. Wow.
In fact, Javier just posted on Facebook a week or so ago. They were out on a little goof-off trip and had a lot of the big home garden yellowtail. So
yeah.
Middle of January, they're biting at Cedros, too.
There you go. What are the accommodations like at the lodge?
Just very clean.
Immaculate.
Old school.
Two per room, right?
Yeah, two per room. Every room has its bathroom, an own bathroom.
Very comfortable.
There's a little tackle room, a little tackle shop. Not shop, but storage place. They have their own freezers there. They have a fillet station right there at the lodge. The kitchen overlooks the beach there.
You have steps down to down the cliff to the water.
To the water.
If you want to go surf fishing or whatever.
Your first night in there, if you want to get your stuff together and go down the beach, throw some plastics. You know, there's some bass and halibut caught right there.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, and also, too, Pete, just to another topic here with the accommodations is that we do have a laundry service.
Oh.
So to lighten up our 30-pound weight limit, we do have baskets in a room. And so you basically put your dirty clothes in the basket. The maid comes while you're out fishing, cleans your clothes, folded, all ready to go.
So you only need two pieces of clothes, two sets of clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need, but it might be a stretch. I bring three changes.
Three, yeah. That's basically all you'd need.
Yeah, it's basically just to cut down the cost and, you know,
sure,
make it more convenient.
And that's all part of the service.
It's all part of the service.
Wow, pretty nice. All right, 877-792-1090. Keep on trying. Hopefully you'll be able to get through. Like Mike in Rosemead. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Previous caller pretty much answered my question. But do you do any snorkeling down there, close to the harbor or by your lodge?
We don't have many snorkelers at all there. I mean, you could bring your gear in and snorkel, but we're pretty much geared for fishing.
I'll tell you what. When I went, we had such a beautiful day. And it was, I think it was like July. Water was like 75, 78 degrees. And we were getting hot, so we just jumped in. And all of us on the boat said, man, we wish we would have brought our mask and snorkel. Because we were in the lee of the island, it was just sensational. So my answer to that would be bring at least a mask and snorkel. Because you may, especially if you go down in July, August, September, and maybe even October, because you may have an incident where you can snorkel around in these crystal clear waters and take a break from fishing.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages of the Ponga. You know, you're running around the island exploring, see a nice beach. You know, there are slow times of the day. You know, we'll just run up on the beach and hang out a little bit.
Have you had any spear fishermen?
We have had some groups of spear fishermen.
You're allowed to bring spear guns on the plane?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's another option, too.
Right.
If you have, and it all depends on your group of three on the Ponga, right?
Exactly.
You, as long as you're all kind of in agreement with what you want to do. If you guys want to bring spear guns down and you want to go snorkeling or spear fishing or even full-on diving somewhere and mix it up with the fishing, that's an option, right? You can do that.
Yeah, the three per Ponga is pretty much the key.
Yeah.
Because that's your guy's boat for the day.
Yeah.
You know, the captain will take you wherever you want to go.
Wherever you want to go.
Whatever you want.
More question?
Yeah, you bet.
Oh, yeah, just compared, how large is the island? Is it about the size of Catalina or larger, smaller?
It's a little bit bigger. Actually, as I understand it, it's the biggest Pacific island.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I would say especially from an altitude standpoint, there's is it like 3,000 foot peaks on Cedros? Is that right?
If you go on her website, there's some trivia on there that tells all the
there's actually the pine trees up at the top of the island too.
Yeah.
And you know, there has been occasions when you get, you know, weathered out, and the locals will take you on a little guided tour up to some of the cool spots on the island, which is kind of a treat too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Back in the phones and talk to Henry from Santa Cruz. Good morning, Henry.
Hey, Pete, how are you? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My question, I was watching a video online. It might have been on your trip. It was like a huge school of yellowtail coming in, just busting right on the beach. And I was going to ask if anyone ever catches any big yellows right off the beach.
Right off the beach,
it could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I've personally been fishing so tight where you have to cast your iron up onto the beach and drag it off into the water to avoid getting hit in the eelgrass. But off the beach, very possible. But I don't know that anybody's done
connected.
That.
Yeah. You know, speaking of big yellowtail, you mentioned big yellowtail, Henry. There's some big yellows down there.
Some big
yellows. I mean, I know, depending on the trip, I know the trip Ricky went on, was it last year or the year before? I mean, they had several fish in the 35 to 45-pound range.
Yeah.
A big yellowtail.
That's a big yellowtail.
How about several in the 50s?
In the 50s?
Yeah.
What's your largest down there?
Mine's 52.
52?
Personally, yeah.
Oh, but, man.
Generally that fall, late summer fall fishing, slow trolling mackerel right tight. The type of water you're talking about there, Henry, we do very well on the larger grade yellowtail.
And the other thing too, Henry, if you enjoy surface iron fishing, you can run and gun in these pongas and do some amazing yellowtail surface iron fishing.
Yeah.
That fish gets up on the surface and you tie into a 40-pounder on the surface iron. Wow, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
it's hard to decide whether you want to go catch a 8-pound calico bass or a 40-pound yellowtail, right?
Well, you know, fishing a 7X, I caught 11-pound calico bass down.
Oh!
So, put your Salus jig on, your favorite Salus jig. Got a shot at the big yellows or the big calicos.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It's fishing heaven. That's pretty much what it is. And, I mean, when Adrian and Tom kind of dreamed this up, like we said, they were pilots for the bluefin guys down there flying right off the island. How did they think this up? I mean, you've been friends with those guys for a long time. How did they come up with this concept of, hey, let's bring some people down from Southern California and take them fishing here?
Well, actually, Tom's my brother-in-law.
Oh, he is? So, okay.
Adrian and Tom had been working together for, I don't know, probably 7-8 years prior to Cedros Adventures.
Yeah.
And it was always, Jeff, you got to get down here with some of your friends. You know, we see all kinds of fish coming in and out of the island. And finally, one year it happened, and I took a handful of my closest friends down there. Adrian saw the vision immediately. I think we came back a couple of times that year, that group, and then it just kind of started splitting off, people getting their own groups.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just the ball was dumped in Adrian's lap, and he just ran with it.
And
Rich's point earlier, you know, he's continuously, what can we do better? He's open for that feedback on what he can do to make it the best place down there.
Yeah, which it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing that compares to it.
Everyone else is on the
service.
Heels. Not that I've been to the other places, but, you know, I see and hear. And
yeah. Well, you talk to a lot of people that have been to other places. They always come back to Cedros.
Yeah, somebody's got to set the bar, right, Pete?
Yeah, for sure. I remember the first time we went down there, it was early season. It was like April, a little too early. But it was during abalone season. And it was just when Adrian and Tom were setting everything up. And we were fishing with this pongero whose dad was a local abalone diver. And we took a little break while we were in between catching calico bass and went over to his dad. His dad handed us a couple of abalone. And it's sashimi'd. That abalone, they had wasabi and soy right on the boat. We sashimi'd that abalone and ate it right on the boat. I'll never forget that. It was like, and that's the kind of unique experiences because it's all family down there. It's all one big family at Cedros. They're most of them either abalone divers, lobster fishermen, or they work at the salt mine. And that's kind of what it is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So when we come back, we're going to talk more adventures, Cedros adventures, and get some fishing reports, too. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup Mighty 10.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Touchdown! Oh my goodness!
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Don't miss the 2014 San Diego Sunroad Boat Show at the Sunroad Resort Marina today and tomorrow. If you're a boater, don't miss this once-a-year event. We have the brands you love, boating seminars, and water displays of more than 130 new and pre-cruise sail and power boats. The family can enjoy free boat rides, music, food, and ample parking. It's a great time to enjoy a day on the bay. Don't forget to ask about great show specials on slips at Sunroad Marina. For more information and discounts, visit BigBayBoatShow.com. That's BigBayBoatShow.com.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too.
too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M22 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.